live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Our reporters went out on the streets of Austin to get people's take on the attempted gun ban.
I'm here to not only talk about voting no on some of the legislation that is loosening up registration and re-registration of gun owners, but more importantly, to ban all assault weapons.
An assault weapon is a weapon full automatic. It is allowed only the military and the police.
It's only for the military and police and for a special trust where you can get, where you can buy a class three weapon.
I don't think that taking away a person's right to bear arms is the answer, but I do believe that there should be restrictions. I have a clean record. So technically, I could go to a gun show and purchase as many guns as I want to, have them in my house. I have a four-year-old daughter. Why should I have an assault rifle?
A gun show, a shooting range. You never see mass shootings there. There's all kinds of ammo and guns and people walking all around them.
Yeah, I don't support the assault weapon ban. What I do believe is a good alternative would be, like my colleague here mentioned, is strong restrictions when it comes to evaluating the people's mental health, psychiatrist's exam or something.
Now, what about in China where a gentleman, I believe it was around the same time, slashed 20 children with a knife? What do you say to people who may bring that up?
Well, I can tell you that I'm a citizen of America, and in America we're a civilized people. And as civilized people, we need to set our own rules in place to govern our country.
What do you say to people who say, well, maybe Sandy Hook guy had a gun, but this guy had a knife?
A person with a knife is a lot easier to subdue.
What do you think about gun-free zones at schools?
Oh, free massacre zone.
Say the principal had a gun in her office. Would she have had time to even pull it out, take off the safety, and use it? And to that extent, so I don't think that's a good argument.
How long did they have to wait till someone got there to stop this guy? Because no one in this quote-unquote safe school zone or no gun zone was there to defend the children.
Obama's kids, they go to a school with 11 guards.
Now, besides assault weapons, are you for any other type of legislation, such as banning high-capacity magazines or certain types of ammunition, anything like that?
Yes, but I think the core of it is to get rid of the weapons.
People say they don't want you to have more than 10 rounds in your magazine.
You know, it's just another incremental step. I mean, okay, is it 10 rounds a day? Is it 5 rounds next week?
But one of the alternatives that I really, really would push for would be raising the price on bullets. Raising the price on bullets, raising the taxes on bullets.
Okay, you realize that a deer rifle or an AR-15 are basically the same thing, just one looks spookier than the other?
Well, it should be a weapon that shoots one bullet at a time.
The federal government recently just spent, you know, just purchased $1.6 billion.
I believe it was in the past calendar year.
Well, if it's the federal government purchasing it, then it's probably going to go to our law enforcement. And I think that's something that our law enforcement people need.
Not too long ago, the Empire State Building, where the police opened fire on one guy and hit 8 or 9 other people who were not their intended target. So, what do you say to that?
Well, I mean, I have no comment on that.
Don't you want to defend yourself against tyranny?
Yes,
somebody,
sir,
that wants you put down like this, wants you make you a slave? Isn't that the freedom of the Second Amendment?
Now, as far as the Second Amendment, it has the right to a well-regulated militia. Do you think a well-regulated militia could use something like assault weapons?
And the Second Amendment is the right to bear arms.
And it also has for a well-regulated militia. That's also in there as well, miss.
Well, it's our military is our militia, not our common everyday citizens.
Now, sir, there are people out there that say, why do you need a semi-automatic rifle such as the one allegedly used in the Sandy Hook shooting?
Well, just once again, it's not about my need. It's about my right.
Miss, if I can ask you a question talking about the blood of children on our hands, the Obama administration, and it went back to Bush as well, had something called Operation Fast and Furious, where they gave fully automatic weapons to Mexican drug cartels. Now, they said it was a sting operation, but it was used to kill a Border Patrol agent, policeman, as well as other children. Do you think anybody should be held accountable for that?
Okay, I'm not going to comment on that.
When seconds count, police are only minutes away, and I carry a 1911 because the police was too heavy.
Hi. have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now the top story at Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com. With the video, we played it earlier, White House threatens executive orders on guns. I told you that was coming. Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, told you that. There have been a lot of tweets sent out calling for my death, calling for Larry Pratt's death, calling for Wayne LaPierre's death at the NRA. They say we killed the children. They say it's our fault. I guess we killed the people that died or been injured in that big ferry crash. We got to ban ferries now. Bad things happen. There's 7.5 billion people in the world, or close to it. 315 million here. They wave the bloody shirt of 24 dead children who we pray for, and their families, and then tell us we did it when they're the ones that made them victim disarmament zones. And I told you, they're going to use an executive order. The ATF last year started telling gun shops what to do outside law, and they told them, hey, don't argue. When he's reelected, we'll do whatever we want. I talked to multiple gun show people in Tennessee, in Arizona, in California, and Austin. We broke that they were being given memos, and they said, well, there's no law. This law didn't pass. And they said, well, you do what we say or we're going to shut you down. We found an I that wasn't dotted, literally. And now when you go in to do your background, it's all put in a computer. It all go when you call the feds, it's all computerized. You're already registered. They're now saying they're going to physically take the semi-autos. Like Dianne Feinstein said, Mr. and Mrs. America, get ready to turn your guns in. That's a quote. And then Piers Morgan says, I don't want your guns. I just want you to turn all these in. And then I get angry at him. And then he says, I'm dangerous and shouldn't have guns when I have no criminal record. And then the next night, last night, and the man we're about to talk to is scheduled to be on there tonight, Larry Pratt, Piers Morgan doesn't have a big audience, but when it's a gun debate, it goes in all the other news and tens of millions, probably 100 million. I mean, this is the biggest story in the last 2 days. Is what I did with Piers Morgan. And that wasn't my full plan, but it was part of it. If he pulled bull, I was going to get in his face. Because all he ever does is bully people. So I gave him his own medicine back and put him on notice because I realized what Ron Paul said last hour. He said, the line in the sand is the guns. There will be a revolution. He agreed with me if they come to take the guns. It will happen. Folks, I don't want this to happen. I'm not planning to physically resist. I'm a media person. I'm a general. Okay, they're going to use this to purge and persecute gun owners, and it is going to be an unmitigated nightmare for police and military. Even if you try to carry it out, it's a death sentence. And that's the globalist plan. They've been preparing for this, and police are like, you're right, if this happens, it's going to be horrible, but they wouldn't dare. Yes, they will. And they're getting it ready for another executive order with the next mass shooting you know will happen with all their hyping. And now we have them saying, Larry, I called you this morning to get you on when you were driving into work. Have you had a chance to see the CNN clip now where the host and his two guests talk about shooting me and agree it's okay as long as they wear a uniform?
Alec, I haven't had a chance to even look at a clock. I've been so nonstop. But I'll tell you what, you were just discussing this executive order. That is something that I believe I might have even talked about on your show, because you've been nice enough to have me on so many times. But sometime well into last year, it occurred to me, these guys don't have the votes in Congress. And after the election, it was clear they didn't have the votes in Congress for the next Congress either. But Obama has shown by what he's done in other areas, such as immigration, he'll just bloody well do what he wants and issue an executive order against the law, against the Constitution. Hey, when you're socializing the country, you know, what's a few broken laws here and there? They were only put on the books by a bunch of dead people that aren't here anymore. It's our country now, and I won it because I got elected. And so I think he believes he might have been elected king, although even the British king has far less power than what he's presuming. But I saw what they would do. If you assume the guy is lawless, then you don't have to be a prophet, and I'm not a prophet, but I could see that that would be, for him, the course of least resistance. That's where his water would flow, if you will. And he's doing it.
Well, I had Ron Paul on, and you just heard me basically paraphrase what he said. He agreed that they want a civil war. They know what they're doing. If they think they're going to get 160 million gun owners to turn their guns in, there will be a percentage that's not going to go along with it.
Well, it's very, very, very critical that if anything bad comes down, that it be very clear that it was the government initiating violence. Remember Lexington and Concord. That day's battle was started by the British because I think his name was Preston or Prescott. The captain on Lexington Green said, hold your fire until fired upon. And if I recall correctly, there were a couple of guys that died almost immediately following that order because the British did fire first.
Yeah, quite a few of them, but that gave them the
moral high ground.
Moral high ground.
And I think it's absolutely essential that be that we hold our fire, that we even be willing to perhaps be the first one down, because we are in a war of ideas, a monster culture clash, and it's absolutely essential that we be perceived as the law-abiding ones, as the lawful ones. We need to make it understandable that there are two kinds of rebels. There's the rebel who goes out in the mountains on his own and is out there kind of like Robin Hood shooting people. And then there's the rebel that comes with a badge. If either one of them are acting outside the law, that makes them a rebel. And I know the statists of our time can't get it through their head that they could be the rebels. But the Constitution was put up to strictly limit what the federal government can do.
Well, that's profound what you said. When Lenin took over and then Stalin, they were rebels, and they even call us counter-revolutionaries. That's what Bill Ayers and Obama in his training, they know they're the rebels. That's why they operate like this and are buying 1.6 billion bullets and armored vehicles and demonizing real Americans, because they are an occupying rebel enemy force against the Republic, and you're absolutely right.
So we need to remember the Battle of Lexington that ultimately went very poorly for the British that day because our guys insisted that the moral high ground be theirs. And that may take a lot more courage than would be needed to go and hide behind a rock and shoot, which they did later in the day. But to stand there at first, naked against the British ball that was coming down at them out of those muskets, that was real courage. But they knew why they were there. And in fact, their preacher had preached on that the Sunday before, and he was there with them because he believed as much as they did what he'd been preaching about.
I believe he died.
I don't remember that, but that's entirely possible because it was not a fun day for either side. The British ultimately lost about a quarter to a third of their entire regiment that they sent out, some 800 guys. Not that many made it back. And more importantly, we were able to get to London ahead of the British couriers and point out what had happened and who had fired first, and that it was this oppressive government that we'd been hollering about for 4 and 6 years in formal petitions, petitions of right, bills of right, all those kinds of things were going over to the British mainland, being published in their newspapers. And then it finally came to that. And so I think we have to remember that history, the history that's not being taught in our government schools.
Sure.
But our forefathers did it right. And God willing,
Yes, sir.
We'll do it right.
We'll be right back with the conclusion of our important interview with the head of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I can't believe we're to the point that we're having to talk about 1775, 1776. I mean, this is not a joke. And I had you on a few weeks ago, and I said, from all I've seen, this will be the greatest assault ever. And you said it's shaping up to be that. Undoubtedly now, Larry Pratt of GunOwners.org, this is clearly the greatest assault ever.
Certainly in my lifetime. For a while, I've been comparing it to Columbine, but I'm beginning to think that they are much bolder than they were even back in Columbine. And one of the guys here made a suggestion, which I still think could well be the case, and that is they've overreached. What Dianne Feinstein has proposed in her legislation is so far beyond what she got enacted in 94 that they're essentially, with a few exceptions, coming for it all. Her much-vaunted statement after she had enacted her, quote-unquote, limited gun ban of 1994 was, well, I just didn't have the votes. Otherwise, I'd have said, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. Well, we know what her objectives are, so we shouldn't be fooled. She's told us. And she's now indicating that she wants more. Now, I think she's getting greedy, and I think we can use that against her. Without money, guarantee you, Alex, none of these Jaspers here inside the Beltway are volunteers. They're extremely well paid. I'm sure that 99% of your listeners would love to have what this 1% that works here in the government class is being paid. So this is definitely something that can be solved partially by money. If we can get around the Speaker of the House, who is like a downed tank blocking a bridge, and if somehow we can build another bridge or get him off the bridge in some way, then I think we could actually enact a spending measure that had a proviso in it. None of these funds may be used for the implementation of executive order, whatever it might be.
Well, go ahead.
They're out of gas at that point.
You have always, again, been a very measured, calm person, and I'm like that in private. When I get wound up, I get very, very upset, and, you know, did that with Piers Morgan because he's always been a bully. I was not going to let him bully me, so I just basically dominated him. But I want to play you a clip here because this is what was said last night, amongst other things. They said they hope my children don't end up dead, and then there was this. So I'm going to play it for you now. Piers Morgan and guests discuss shooting. Alex Jones, Daily Beast writer Buzz Bissinger, says Piers Morgan should pop Alex Jones with a semi-automatic weapon. Then Huntsman's daughter, Abby Huntsman of the Huffington Post, says, I'd love to see that laughter in a uniform. Piers Morgan, I'd borrow my brother's uniform, who reportedly is an Army officer. So I guess if it's a uniform, it's okay. I want to play this clip and get your take on it. Here it is.
Yeah, but what do you need a semi-automatic weapon for? The only reason I think you need it is, Pierce, challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
I'll borrow my brother's uniform.
That's enough. I'll borrow my brother's uniform. And then there was talk of, I hope my children don't get killed. And this is entering a whole nother level of Creekville.
What they did there is reveal the heart of the leftist. The leftist is about force. They're about imposing their righteousness on us schlubs that don't know what's good for us. And it's such a delightful topic to talk about offing some loudmouth like Alex Jones. That'll teach those bumpkins a thing or two, won't it?
Yeah, I guess it will. My children were there watching when their deaths were being discussed. I mean, they're clearly trying to terrorize the entire American people with these shootings. While they're horrible, statistically, it's one of the rarest forms of death.
Right. Along with our general murder rate, which is declining. And I was just looking at something. Happily, my son Eric pulled something up that's quite good. There's an underreporting of murder data in England, which is always held up as the country that's so wonderful compared to ours. British crime, I'm quoting from the finding, reporting tactics keep murder rates artificially low. And then this is a quote from a report from the Inspectorate of Constabulary. Suppose that three men kill a woman during an argument outside a bar. They are arrested for murder, but because of problems with identification, quote them, or the main witness is dead, charges are eventually dropped. In American crime statistics, the event counts as a three-person homicide. But in British statistics, it counts as nothing at all. And then the report is quoted directly here. With such differences, this is British, 2000, with such differences in reporting criteria, comparisons of U.S. homicide rates with British homicide rates is a sham. That's the British cop group. The Inspectorate of Constabulary.
Well, can I have that headline? Because I've got the Telegraph and others admitting that they're the crime capital of Europe. Switzerland has the lowest crime rate in the world because, of course, they have more guns. But you can just type in Britain or England, the crime capital of Europe. People are beat, stabbed, you name it. But, yeah, I read all the time where if you fist fight someone raping your wife that busts in your house, they throw the book at you. You know, the farmer who'd been robbed three times defending himself, they threw him in prison.
They probably give some condoms to the guy that was raping your wife and tell him to clean up his act.
Amazing. I know. I mean, but see, that's on purpose. They want, that's a criminal government with trying to team up with the criminals. Why do they love crime-ridden cities run by mafias?
Well, because we're then terrorized and we must depend all the more for our, quote, protection on the very authorities that have put us into that predicament to begin with. And I don't know whether they're accepting it in England, although it is, as the Telegraph said 2 days after that Piers Morgan interview, it is the fourth most violent country in the world. If violent crime, which would include murder, but also rape and everything else that's
And that's with watered down numbers, because I've seen those numbers before that they just let murder. I mean, they don't even investigate when they come to your house and you and your wife are chopped up. I mean, it's just like you could have the neighbor running around with a hand in their, you know, hand of a chopped off person. They just say, oh, no big deal.
Right. They do not believe in self-defense. That farmer, it was infamous, that up in the little town of Norfolk in England, had, after the third home invasion by the same gypsy gang members that had been terrorizing the whole area, he shot one of them in the dark of night who was coming up the stairs, actually shot both of them and killed one of them. And for that, they gave him a life sentence, which now he's out of jail because, happily, British public opinion finally focused on that outrage.
And see, that's what scares me, is that I'm still a young man, 38, but I've got aches and pains and things and, you know, problems now from a, you know, life of action. I can't imagine once I get old and all I can depend on is the gun. I mean, if two guys are coming up my stairs, I'm going to get so angry. Even if they're pretty tough, I can probably deal with them. But not when I'm 65, 70, I need that firearm. And more now, you know, I mean, as I get older, more and more I try to avoid physical stuff. It's just natural. We need to equalize things for the infirm, the old, the women, handicapped. I mean, the real liberal thing to do is to arm women.
Exactly. Exactly. And to make it so that unarmed children can be protected by their teachers, the janitors, whatever, in schools, rather than insist for now 20 years that if we just say no guns at schools, everything will be fine. Well, everything is not fine. That's where most of our, in fact, that's where all of our mass murders have occurred, in whatever kind of gun.
I hope you can get that out tonight with Piers Morgan. 5 more minutes with our guest on the other side, gunowners.org. It's Larry Pratt.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the
equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
When you wake up in the morning.
Welcome back to the second half of InfoWars Nightly News. We got the Obama phone lady to come down to Austin, Texas. And if you're a new viewer and you missed it, it's the famous clip that we're going to play right now of her saying, hey, he gave us a phone, he's going to do more.
Obama!
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, no minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in presidents, you know. Gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone? How did he give you a phone?
You sign up and you on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Hey!
And so here they are, all the way from Cleveland, Ohio. We've got Harvey, her husband, and we've got Michelle Dowry right here in studio with us. Thank you for coming to Austin.
Thank you.
So what are you thinking so far?
Well, I'm liking it. I like Austin, Texas.
I like what you told me about Obama and showed me on the internet what he was doing and what he's about.
And we're going to show some more of those clips here in a moment. But, I mean, talk about that. Talk about the clips you saw.
Well, I seen one clip. One clip was about me with my new job and my taxes and how much taxes they took out for me. And he said he wouldn't do that. So there he is saying that he's going to do something, and he did other.
And let's be clear. I'm not here trying to get you to support Mitt Romney. I didn't support Mitt Romney.
No, you told me that. You
in fact, I'm going to show you.
For Romney or you for Obama.
In fact, I'm going to give you some documentaries like Terror Storm.
Right.
That exposes Bush involved in, or at least elements that control him, in allowing terror attacks to take place to take our liberties.
Right.
My whole issue is I'm here to shoot down politically this whole facade.
Right.
That's my goal. And it's annoying to me to know that the big mega banks, they want taxes higher on the average people because there's hundreds of millions of us that turns into trillions because they take that money offshore. It's the big banks that get those bailouts.
Right.
They're always criticizing people who are down and out, get a little bit of help, welfare. Right. My issue is that most welfare is corporate welfare. And if we're going to have corporate welfare like General Motors, I want General Motors to stay in America, not to move to China.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Harvey, what's your take on that?
Yeah, I'd rather for them to stay here in America because we need the jobs in America.
Especially if we bail them out.
Right.
Yeah, if we bail them out, we got to have the jobs in America. You can't send them over there because all the taxes and money going over there.
It's amazing. And they spin it and say, oh, well, we're going to help other countries giving them jobs. All they do is basically force the people off their farms in China and make them go work as slaves in those factories. Mm-hmm. Did you know they have suicide nets around the Apple factories in China? Because they go up on top of the building and jump off.
Oh, and then they catch them and make them go back to work.
I'm not joking. In fact, folks, that sounds so insane. Will you guys type in suicide nets at Foxconn factories? That's the subcontractor. Again, this stuff's so crazy. I say it and feel like a liar.
But then when you show it, like you showed me in the interview with the radio station, you showed me how, yeah, you got a job, but look how many took 2% more taxes. But just a couple years ago, he said he won't do that.
Well, actually, it's 3.8 and then another 2% and then another 3-something on investments. Yeah. Ooh. Let's say your 401k, where they just take that off. There it is. Inside Apple's Foxconn factories. See the suicide nets?
Yep.
Right.
Wow, that's crazy.
Scroll down and show them.
That is crazy.
And by the way, they now forced drug them, reportedly, and they have forced abortions inside the factory.
I think that sucks.
Why is that?
I wish they'd make a Django movie about that. Showing some communist Chinese getting busted up instead of trying to create division. See, here's the difference. I didn't bring you here to put you down and make Democrats look bad. Because I understand they give you the Democrat or the Republican choice.
Right.
They're both a con game.
Both of them.
Getting clowned both ways.
Right.
I brought you here to bring us together.
Right.
And say, we've got to stand up and demand we be treated like human beings, or all of us, like Ross Perot said, NAFTA and GATT would create a giant sucking sound.
Right.
It would bring us down, not Mexico up. And Mexico went down, and we went down, didn't we?
Right.
Yeah.
We went right down with them.
For real.
I mean, did things get better after NAFTA and GATT?
Nope.
No, sir.
Nope. And see, that's real, because when me and you was in our news cam, you know, when we were interviewing for the radio station, you showed me how he said it. He said it in his own words. It was Obama's face, and it was Obama talking, saying he would not cut a person like me 20 or 30,000 a year our taxes. Here I am. I just got a job. My taxes are cut.
Oh, so he did everybody.
He did everybody.
They said 200,000 or more, didn't he?
250,000
or more.
And
more.
People, 77% of Americans, people making under 30,000, right around 30,000, depending on how they break it down, you get 3.8% taken out on top of 10% already.
So
that's the thing. When you get unemployment and all that, you already paid into that.
But see, that's like misleading us, and he's the president. You know, and if you don't know, like, you know, you showed me the incidents with the Happy Meal, and that's true. Here you is getting a Happy Meal that's worth $2, a cheeseburger and a fry, a dollar a piece, because it's 99-cent menu. But I'm going to throw in this toy for free because it's a kid's. And I know I'm going to get a lot of fools to buy this Happy Meal for $4 or $5 when it's only worth $2. Woody bought a million and billions of those toys just to throw it in the box.
Exactly. So
same thing is with the phones.
$47 trillion since 2008 has been given one way or another to foreign banks.
Right.
And a couple hundred billion in infrastructure. Can you imagine if they put $47 trillion
into that?
If you divided $47 trillion amongst 315 million Americans, what's the math on that?
At least about 50,000.
That's like blind.
I think it's more than that.
That's like blind to the fool of Obama phone lady.
Well, no. Listen, the Obama phone's corporate welfare. They give a handful of corporations all this money on track phones that are $25 at Walmart. I found out what the government's paying for those, almost $100 a piece.
What?
It's another payoff.
Right.
And they're only getting 200 minutes?
Not even that, the track phone that they give you, the phone that Obama give you, oh, it's worth more than me buying a Revo.
By the way, that's $134,000 a piece if they divided that money up amongst us.
Who making the money?
Well, that's the crazy thing. These mega banks aren't even getting that money. It's the backup derivatives that people like Ken Lay developed, but also Bernie Madoff. But he went to jail for $100 billion theft. This is trillions. They've connected all this fraudulent money that was never real onto our economy. And so they threaten us. They go, if you don't pay this off, at least just pay the interest on it. That's what the $47 trillion is for. So it's actually $1,500 trillion. It's more money than there is in the whole world many, many times over. It's all a scam.
Exactly.
These con artists created all this money and then bought the politicians with fiat money made out of nothing and got them to sign us on to their debt.
To their debt. And put their name up.
Anyways, I'm here ranting. It's just, let's play a clip that she's talking about. Let's go through these clips. Here is the clip of Obama 4 years ago in the last campaign saying, hey, I won't raise your payroll taxes, right, none of your taxes. And then we've shown you the news articles where 77% of Americans, or basically anybody that gets payroll taxes, mm-hmm, who's working, you get more money taken out, hundreds of dollars a month on average. Here's that clip.
And I can make a firm pledge under my plan. No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase. Not your income tax, not your payroll tax, not your capital gains taxes, not any of your taxes.
So that's the same clip we played on the radio. Let's play one more clip of Obama promising, there's a bunch of these lies,
right,
to never try to take anybody's guns. Let's go to that clip right now.
When y'all go home and you're talking to your buddies and they say, he wants to take my gun away. You've heard it here. I'm on television, so everybody knows it. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in people's lawful right to bear arms. I will not take your shotgun away. I will not take your rifle away. I won't take your handgun away.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
So there's just a couple of lies. We played more on the radio. What's your take on those?
It's like he buffed us up to get into something and did show us something different. I'm talking about from the last four years I campaigned for him. He said what he was going to do to Lee and Harvard. Lee and Harvard still looks the same.
Describe that. That's a neighborhood.
That's a neighborhood where Obama, when he first came, for the first 4 years, a lot of black minorities helped them in that community and reached out and did what they did. Then I was one of those that worked for him in that community 4 years ago, and he told us, just like you showed me the clip, I wish I could have saved the clip from Lee in Harvard, because he said he was going to rebuild this. He was going to make the traffic light different. He was going to do all this to Lee in Harvard because he won his first election. Now that he's won the first election, that was 4 years ago. It's almost now 5 years, and Lee in Harvard and Cleveland, Ohio are still the same. But he had that office, said Obama office. People like me 4 years ago went there and worked for him and did what we did to get him an election. It's going on 5 years. Lee and Harvard still look the same. Same thing with me on my behalf. You said, even though I found out you wasn't the man for the Obama phone, but when you got an election, the Obama phones were passed. By me telling people, how I want to say it, it's like leading them on to something that was not true.
It's all a con game. Even if you get something, it's money they already stole from you some other way.
Right.
My point is these people are not trying to give anybody a free lunch. And then what happens is people then just start buying into the system, going, well, it's corrupt. I'll just screw anybody I can to get ahead. Then everybody starts screwing everybody.
Right.
Then the whole society collapses. Then
that's what we're hitting. Do you ever go to some of the churches? I go to church. I go to Anointed Gates in Cleveland, Ohio. And our pastor was telling us that if you don't get your line in order with God now, because even with Obama, you ain't heard him say one thing. I pledge allegiance to the flag. You know, we used to sing when we start school. You see, they don't have that in the schools no more. And look what they got in there. They got the guns, the men coming in, killing the kids, all that going on. But first and foremost, every morning I wake up, I thank God because I'm breathing and I got another day. Same thing with Obama. Obama got a person like me. They called me the Obama phone lady. He got a person like me, give me more than I was worth, because I got a job now. I didn't make as much as I made when I worked for Obama, but he reared me in to work. And here I was, quote unquote, illiterate. And as soon as I got my check, I'm like, you mean to tell me by me working for Obama, I got all the money? Not nan dollar of taxes went out my check. Where can you work? I wouldn't care who you work for. The taxes got to come out. I worked for Obama. No government took my food stamps or anything. And that's just right. That's a incident I seen with my own self that was not even right.
That's because Obama's a made man. You're working for the big guy there.
Well, even if you is working for the big guy, where's my tax dollars going? And they didn't take out any. That's a scam. I don't care who you work for. The law is the same as with me and anybody else. They're going to take Obama guns and put them off, take the street people guns and take them off and let him have the guns? No. That's why they're doing what they're doing now with these guns and everything, you know?
Now, you had a few different views yesterday. Our talk, did that help things click, or what happened?
Oh, with your talk and what me seeing with my own eyes. Thank God that I did come here to be on the Alex Jones show, because one thing that caught my eye was my taxes. And I seen that my taxes out my check, like, it went up. Even if you put two or three kids, I put five. And it still was high. They took over like $30, $40, you know? And that money, who is that money going to? Just corruptive. I thought that's corrupt.
Well, I mean, he said
he wouldn't take my
listen,
money.
What's sick, I told you about Kennedy, and anybody
right.
can pull this up.
Right.
Depending on the tax bracket, 50% cut, 30% cut, but he cut taxes massively.
Right, for us low minority people.
Well, he did.
20, 30,000.
Kennedy actually cut the taxes, and guess what happened? Tax receipts doubled. People go, well, how does more money come in if you tax less? Because if you give people their own money, they go out and spend it.
Right.
And now all the chain reactions, and then all this money comes in.
Turning back around.
Then I believe
so why do they want high taxes then? Because they can pick the winners and the losers. The big, have you heard about General Electric and people paying no tax?
Right.
I ain't heard that one yet.
These big, type it in, folks. General Electric paid zero tax. Google paid 3.5 or something.
What, they got some write-offs?
I'm paying over 40%. They wrote the laws. All these, the real ultra-rich are exempt.
Yeah.
That's why Howard Dean came out a month ago and he said, oh, no, poor people need to pay more tax. Really?
Why not the rich?
Really, really. Everybody, listen, I got family that are professionals. They aren't living as good as they were 20 years ago.
Right, no one.
And they can't, I mean, and they're getting, you know, weird audits and bills and stuff doesn't, I mean, everybody I know is having trouble.
Right.
Okay, and I live in one of the wealthiest cities in the country. There it is, GE. And by the way, GE lobbies, they lobbied for these tax increases. You know why? Because they're a bank. They're bank-owned. They get banker bailout money. They get tax money. They're the biggest welfare queens in the world.
Yeah.
All of them. It is unbelievable, the government contracts they get.
Maybe just giving them money.
Again, now that since I met you, Alex Jones, it seemed like more of the poor that I've seen vote for Obama and go out and do what they needed to do to get him an election, we still in the same bracket 4 years ago.
No, exactly. They're experts in conning people. Because, you know, we're in countries in trouble. People need money. Hey, do whatever. Help me. They don't want to help you because they want to make you poor so they can control you and buy you for nothing.
Keep us conned.
See, look. People that have got money in their own jobs, their own companies, what are they? They're self-sufficient. They have a word for it. It's called uppity.
Right.
And they want the American people to not be uppity. Yep.
And quote, unquote, what they're doing to our brothers and sisters now. I got teenagers and like a 23, 21. They want to frame them, give them a number, send them to prison for the little stupid things. When, quote, unquote, where I live in Cleveland, it's a lot of work need to be done there. You know, if I was the president, what I could do? And I know it takes time, but like I'm saying, 4 years ago, now it should be in the working. You won again? I got a 21-year-old, went to jail. But if there aren't any jobs and all he know is this quick money, what would you do? You're going to
Listen, you know what's come out in Congress? Mm-hmm. The drugs are shipped into the communities by the government. The big banks on record. Guys, pull up Bloomberg. Bloomberg.com, 376 launder drug money. $376 billion launder drug money. That's just Wachovia and Wells Fargo in 2 years laundered $376 billion. Now, if they decriminalized drugs, there wouldn't be any money in it, people wouldn't be shooting each other, and they wouldn't have an excuse to bust in your house. They put something out as an excuse to get you tied into it to take you to jail.
Yeah. See, I've seen that with my own.
Oh, there it is. Banks financing Mexican gangs admitted in Wells Fargo deal. Now, let's show them the article. They ran the aircraft, everything. In the article, it says
they found 126 black.
Yeah. But that's not even the black. Where's the article that says 376 billion? That's one of the articles, but it's 376 billion. This is a mafia, and they're a mafia that, to feel good about all the evil they're engaged in, they just say we're all a bunch of animals and deserve it. Meanwhile, they're just wrecking society. And the elite's own kids get destroyed by this. We have USA Today. Let's put that up. Wachovia Bank helped launder Mexican drug money. Let's scroll down. Does it say 307? There it is. 300. Oh, excuse me. It was $2 billion more than I said. $378.4
billion. That's a lot.
Let me tell you. Cops pull me over for an expired sticker or something. They go, we want to search your car for drugs. But I start laughing. I go, you mean the drugs getting laundered in that Wells Fargo right there?
We're going past you.
You're a joke, man. You know full well the government deals the drugs. And a lot of the cops go, yeah, we know. Okay, Facebook.com/ObamaPhoneLady.
All right, I got my own.
And we're going to put it right up there on screen for everybody. And taking us out is ObamaPhoneLady.
I'm going to see you guys later. Nice being in Austin, Texas.
Good having you. Good having Harvey. We really enjoyed hanging out with you. I interviewed the Obama phone lady for more than 2 hours on radio and TV. If you want to see all of it, it's posted at our video site, PrisonPlanet.tv, and also InfoWars.com. That's it for this Sunday transmission. Great job to the crew, Chris Alanis and CJ and others. And Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Until then, remember, freedom is not free. If you will not defend the Republic, you will lose your rights and be a slave.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.